We are attentive to the word throughout this Advent season. You will notice that the first reading in almost every Mass that we go to, both Sunday and daily Mass, is from the prophet Isaiah. In fact, the word here that stands in our sanctuary with our Advent wreath is open to the book of the prophet Isaiah. He's one of the great prophets. And Isaiah, like all the prophets, gave voice to God's word, was sent from God to give voice to God's word. And all the prophets, sometimes when they gave voice to God's word, it was a word of challenge to them, a word to remind them they weren't doing right. They had to get ready. People get ready for the coming of the God. Well, sometimes the word was a word to console them or comfort them in their challenges. But more importantly than all of that, it was always to develop the relationship between God and God's people. Today, if you heard the first reading today proclaimed so well this morning, the very first words of the reading today from Isaiah 40, is comfort. Give comfort to my people. I'm not sure about you, but when I read that text early in the week, something stirred inside of me. I'm not sure about you, but when I heard it again today, sitting in the sanctuary, something stirred inside of me, because you know people are going through some stuff.
Yes, yes, yes.
I guess y'all have nobody going through stuff besides. But the people are, they're going through some stuff. I'm blessed at this point of my ministry to be a pastor, having been here 7 years, and know a lot of the story of the people that come into my flock. I'm also blessed to be a college chaplain and a professor, to know the challenges and the blessings of being a college student. In the last few weeks, just to know what people are going through. The reality of addiction that many college students find themselves in, trying to deal with life and away from home for the first time, and perhaps they get caught up in some of the things the college students do. Some do. A young lady came to me talking about the fact that she's gotten caught up smoking marijuana, drinking. And at the same time, know that that reality is around here as well, isn't it? It's amazing how people just take that so lightly. I smoke, what's the big deal? But to realize what it does to your body, what it does to your brain, what it does to your pocketbook, your wallet. I don't do that, but they tell me it has an effect on you. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. And what about the realities of relationships? Again, another student came and was telling me that her dorm mates acting the fool in college, not getting along, breaking rules. And her boyfriend doesn't understand that no means no. Our young men and young ladies have to realize that no means no.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong with walking down the aisle as a virgin to get married.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with that. And we have to get back to that reality. Having drank the world's juice, we allow it to pollute our own spiritual. Anybody with me this morning? The challenges of life. And the same thing that happens, again, as pastor, to know that people go through challenges in their homes, in their relationships, with their parents, with their children, with their spouses. Sometimes folks might share a roof, and that's about it. Because the love is gone. The commitment's gone. The promise has been broken. And the challenges of life, dealing with family and friends and relationships, I know that's my reality in my family. folks that don't speak to each other, the challenges people face, dealing with their children and their parents, and goes on and on. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. And what about finances? Young man came and said, Father, I can't come back next semester because I just can't afford it. Got to drop out of school. And you know as well as I do, you got to pay your bills. You know the challenge you face with your finances. And I think this time of year when people are all the stuff of shopping, you want to get your kid the very best gift, just can't afford it. It's either pay tuition or make Christmas happen. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. As a pastor, this time of year is challenging for me because some people think that because I've said many times from this space, our bills are current, that we've worked hard. Many of you sacrificed so much. I know I've worked hard to make sure we have things in place that we can say to the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church is a stewardship church, a responsible church, takes their business seriously. We're not a place that wants to be on someone's debt list. Yet some of you somehow think, well, Father's good. I ain't gotta give as much. And yet the bills still come in. And yet when days like this, when so many good people come out, so many more just got back in bed. You thought about it, don't laugh, but you got up.
Yes.
You got up and went to Mass today. You got up, you came to church today. You got up and got here. But for all the others, there's over 1,000 people claim this church family, 1,000. And yet the same people who come here when they want to, they come here for special events, they come here when they desire to come to church, they want things their way, their time. And yet for me, the struggle of trying to keep the lights on, keep the heat on. I used to love snow as a kid. I hate it. I hate snow. Because snow to me means somebody might slip and fall and hurt themselves and sue the church.
Lord have mercy.
Snow means that when that plow comes around, money, money, and more money. And so trying to keep the place together, knowing that some folks will not make up their collection when they're not here. And we go thin sometimes in the winter months. So comfort, comfort my people. Sometimes I come to this pulpit, I'm challenging to you because I want us to be better. But today, church, I just want to give a word of comfort to somebody who needs to know that God has not abandoned you. God has not left you. God has not reneged on his promise. Because let's be honest, church, this has been a tough year. A lot of folks are going through stuff. It's amazing how a man can say one thing on Friday night with passion, with energy, with excitement, and the next morning can read a statement knowing that he don't believe it, he didn't write it, he don't care about it.
Lord, have mercy.
And so we can find ourselves so tense in our spiritual life. We wonder, where is God? Has God abandoned me? Has God left me? And so the word today is hold on. Help is on the way. Hold on. Because as we as Christian people light these candles In just a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate the birthday of Jesus. Yeah, we're going to celebrate the fact that God didn't just tell us he loved us. God sent us his son into this world as a child to remind us, I am with you. I've not abandoned you. I've not left you. Because sometimes it gets hot out there. I think to myself of my privilege. Of heat. Of food. Of shelter. That I can go in that rectory, any room I want to go in. Built for 6 priests. Just one of me now. And yet, there are people on the street who don't have a place to lay their head. I look to my sister Kanika, who works with a wonderful program called Project Home, an outreach to help bring people in when it's cold outside. I grew up in North Philly. I've never been cold. I've never been homeless. I've never missed a meal. God has been good to me. God has been good to me. That's why I give him the praise. I give him the thanks because God has been good to me, church. And as my sister Jane preached, who says women can't preach, huh?
Come on.
It was getting close to 12 o'clock. I said, if I take that microphone from her. But she had a story to tell.
That's right. That's right.
God covered her. And sustained her and gave her her blessings. Where else should we be giving God the highest praise for God's comfort and God's care for us, but in God's house, first and foremost, that the praises might go up and allow God's blessings to come down upon us, church? We got to give God the praise, for God has provided for us comfort. But the comfort that Isaiah preaches about today, the comfort that John the Baptist says coming along the way, is not found in a pill. Or something you stick inside your arm. Or something you smoke, or something you drink. Or caught up in sex and pornography. That's not the comfort God wants to give you. God gives you Jesus, the Word made flesh, God from God, light from light. He gives you Jesus. And you might say, well, Pastor, I don't feel it. I don't see it. Look at through it the eyes of faith and see. And see God coming to you in the way God blesses you in so many ways. Last week, as we were having a good time in church, and we were having a good time, weren't we? Bringing up Advent wreaths, candles, and baptizing children, and singing and dancing, and just having a great time in the Lord. Amen? Monday, I tried to take some time to myself and got back home to the rectory. A message there that from Marsha Cooper, one of our members, her grandson, Anthony Amir, passed away. You may not know him, but you know him. They brought him in his wheelchair. He sat here. We designed this for him and folks like him. You might wonder why Father does so many things to the building. It's purposeful. Before you question me and talk about me, it's purposeful. Didn't want to see him be rolled back there. Didn't want to have him have to put him into these thin pews. Take your seat. Take your seat in God's house.
Amen.
You are a child of God. There was a time where some folks had to sit in the back of the church, in the Catholic church, in our sickness, in our racism, to go last for communion. No one is a second-class citizen in God's house. You're black, you're white, you're gay, whatever you are God's child. You are God's child. And so, but Miss Marcia said to me, I said, Miss Marcia, I'm so sorry for your law. I can still see him there. Praising God with the choir.
Yes, yes.
Some folks might, what? He's praising God.
That's right.
You see, some people come in church and make nasty noise, say nasty things to each other, and harm a person at all. But she said, Father, it was a pleasure and a blessing to take care of him. Some would have put him in a nursing home or facility. The care. I watched Jordan Murray, boy I've known since he was in the school, just cry his eyes out. His big brother was gone. And yet she talked about the blessing. And he's going home for Christmas. As this young today, Peter said, in God's eyes, one day like 1,000 years. No, church, you don't know. Maybe the gift that somebody wants is hello.
Yes.
I love you. I forgive you. Home. Maybe that is not found on Amazon or at the mall. Maybe God is saying to us a different kind of Christmas. And can we open our hearts to hear God say, I have not abandoned you. I am with you. Comfort. Give comfort to my people. The Lord said, Stephen, don't worry about a word today that's this or that. Don't worry about, just remind somebody that God has not abandoned them. Remind somebody that each day is a gift. Remind somebody that I'm with you. Remind somebody to hold on. Remind somebody to make straight what's crooked. Because some things that are crooked got to be made straight. God sees everything.
Yes, he does.
And God wants us each and every day to receive his kindness and his goodness to us. I don't know if this makes any sense today, but I know God said to me, remind you today, remind me today, as I go through my own personal struggles, my family struggles, my own issues, I've not abandoned you. I'm with you. All you got to do is get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready. It doesn't mean so much you got to go out and buy everything, but get ready. It means you might have to get yourself spiritually in tune. Get ready. Turn to your neighbor and say, get ready, because the Lord is coming and we got to be ready to receive his blessings. People, get ready. In 2 weeks, in the darkness of night, God comes once again and says, I love you. I'm with you. Merry Christmas. Amen.